how the LGBTQ community shoots.
I've been a Nadia supporter since day one, but this is not it. I was so excited to finally have positive queer female representation in Call of Duty. Call of Duty is a game where, as women in the queer community, we are constantly just shit on. The loudest players on this game are the ones who want to hurl slurs at us, not believe.
Oh, interesting. It almost seems as though the loudest people that you have direct contact with seem to have an impact on your fucking, on your ability to conduct yourself in society. Interesting. How fucking funny is that? What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I wanted to fucking play this video for you because, yet again, I just watch.
Believe in us because we're women and just be horrible. And to give them more fuel for their hatred and to give them ways to say, oh, well, this person is queer and they made the joke, so obviously it's okay to say. It's just not right. It's not getting us any further. It's not getting us more.
Shut the fuck up. God damn, well, motherfucking well. If it isn't time to make fun of more stupid bullshit out here on the internet, fellas. It's been a little while since I've seen you guys, and it's been a while since we've had a really good, juicy student-teacher controversy video. I thought maybe, by some miracle, people were finally starting to smarten up, and these teachers are going to realize you're going to get caught, all right? If you are fooling around with a 15-year-old boy, he's going to tell his friends, okay? There's no way around that. People are going to find out. You're going to get caught. It doesn't matter if you did it on Snapchat where the message disappears. You're going to get in trouble. And then people like me are going to make money by making videos making fun of how fucking stupid you are. And we're all going to laugh at you because you're going to jail. Such is the case with this story right here. Courtesy of the Daily Loud, one of my favorite places on the internet right now. It says, 26-year-old married Oklahoma substitute teacher was arrested after she made out with a boy 15 years old and sends him nudes. Here's the twist. Her husband is the town's police chief. You see them below in the picture.
There you fucking go. Did you also know that her father is the mayor of the fucking city? There you fucking go. You see, how do I put this? It's almost like I have a fucking fifth sense about this shit. Like, it's almost like I have almost like a superpower. When I keep telling you guys about these fucking teachers that can't keep their goddamn hands off of the fucking kids, especially the women. I know this because I dated a chick and her mom was a fucking teacher, and she was fucking coming at me hard. I'm telling you, dude, this is the dumbest fucking idea ever. I think if you're an educator, you shouldn't be able to have a fucking firearm. Fuck your Second Amendment. I'm, of course, there's like more nuance to that, and I'm getting really fucking heated about this shit. When it comes to you being in the classroom and you being able to defend yourself, you can only pick one or the other. And if you're out there on the other side of this saying, "Well, that's fucking stupid. Well, how are they gonna defend themselves at home?" You can either teach or you can fucking defend yourself. You can't do both. Can have your fucking firearm when you get home. You cannot have your fucking firearm in a no fucking gun zone. It makes no sense. How the fuck are the teachers able to have a gun in a no gun zone? Oh, well, you know, you could change the laws. Oh, so you could change the laws for that, but you can't change the laws for fucking convicted felons, huh? Interesting. So the guy who committed robbery, fucking served his time, gets back out, can't defend himself? A guy who fucking can't pay child support, he can't defend himself? Interesting. It's almost fucking... It's almost like you're making rules for one side, but not for the other. Interesting. Interesting how that works. But the moment that I fucking put down a stupid, goofy-ass fucking idea or a stupid, goofy-ass law, I'm the fucking retard. I'm the idiot, right? I deal with this shit all the time, man. I see and I deal with this shit all the fucking time. I can't tell you how fucking often I see this shit. I wake up and I see it. I go to sleep and then I wake up again and I see it. I fucking go throughout the day. I see some weird shit going on. Yeah, just the other day, I saw one of the teachers go into an adult bookstore. How stupid could you be? Like, there's a school right next to an adult bookstore, and I see this guy literally gets out of his... He gets into his car, and I'm reading meters, right? I get into my car, I file the paperwork, the guy fucking pulls out, I give him the right of way, or excuse me, he pulls out, he gets to an intersection, I give him the right of way because I don't trust these motherfuckers. Especially the way they drive and shit. So of course, he pulls out of the driveway, he pulls forward, and I'm following this guy unintentionally. We're both headed the same direction. And I see him go into an adult bookstore. Like, I see him park in front of the adult bookstore as soon as he gets out of his school. Like, how fucking dumb could you be? Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about anybody else. But as much as they say they monitor teachers, they don't, dude. They really don't. And I'm not saying that they need to be monitored 24/7. They need to be monitored at all times. They need to be monitored, you know. No arrest warrants, that kind of, or like no knock warrants and shit. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I don't think anybody deserves that. But trust me when I say this. Dude, a lot of these fucking teachers, especially out here in Vegas, do some sketchy fucking shit. Saw a teacher hug her student a little too fucking weird. And I didn't say shit about it. Just kept on walking. I guarantee you, if you men were at that fucking school, none of that shit would have happened. If you men were to supervise and file security and do all that shit, all that shit would have been fucking put to a stop, because these teachers are running around fucking thinking that they can just get away with shit. Why? Because there's no one putting them in fucking check. Especially this bitch. Her fucking husband was the chief of the town, dude. Her father was the fucking mayor. She thought she was untouchable. Think she gave a fuck about her marriage? She probably thought, no, my husband's a fucking beta male simp. We got a kid together. He'll fucking forgive this shit. It's a one-time thing. He'll get over the heartbreak. I can't tell you how many women think like that. Nah, his heart and his dedication, he could take one wound. He could take one for the team. So I better make it count. I can't tell you how many fucking women think like that, dude. I've gone through so many relationships that can gauge a man by how much damage he can take. How much pain he can take. But that isn't fucking... Dude, it's not cheating. This one dude said it. He said it best on MGTOW TV. It's not cheating. It's betrayal. Damn right it is. I think you should be put to death if you fucking cheat on somebody. Period. Because what you're doing is you're promoting promiscuity. What you're doing is you're disrupting the fucking culture at hand. What you're doing is you're presenting that this behavior is okay. your mind is so unsettled that you need to go fuck somebody else behind somebody else's back. Only if you're married. If you guys are married, it's like, no, dude, your mind is way too fucked up. You need to... If you really think that solving your fucking marital problems is sucking another man's dick, you need to be put to death, because there's something fucking seriously mentally wrong with you. Like, oh, I have a problem in my home. I need to go suck another man's dick. I need to go fuck another man in order to get that out of my system. Unfucking unbelievable. Unreal. And again, I see this shit so often, and I see it just all over the place. Ow. Fucking women boasting and bragging that they fucking cheated on a good man, and they're like, oh, I try to hit him, like this one Asian bitch on these like videos where they're like confessing of, you know, on TikTok all the stupid shit they've done. This chick, she essentially admits that she cheated on a good man, and she was stalking him, and he moved on with his life, and she was devastated. You see how fucking sickening that is? And she had the fucking audacity to post it on TikTok. This is the fucking mental instability that we have in this country that we don't fucking address. Like, dude, if she was put down, trust me when I say this, every woman would fucking act in line. Now these women believe that fucking guys go around cheating. Why? Because they go around cheating. They have this fucking projectile mentality where they just feel like projecting on everybody and everything that they come across. Except for animals, for whatever reason, these bitches don't believe that animals get depressed sitting in the home all the fucking time. I can't tell you how many veterinarians I tell them, like, yeah, dogs get depressed. What? How's that? Like, what do you mean, how's that? You didn't realize that fucking animals can get depressed too? Animals commit suicide? Animals like to fucking run across the road and play chicken? You fucking idiot. Animals act the exact same way that human beings do. They're fucking cocksuckers. I hate that. I do. I can't stand when I'm driving and in the middle of the night out of fucking nowhere there's a goddamn fucking cat trying to play chicken with me. Trying to see if he can make it across the road and not get hit. Because every fucking time I gotta brake check somebody and they're fucking furious for me doing that shit. They're like, fuck that animal, just fucking drive through it. Well, you know, funny enough for them, but I gotta clean up the fucking mess underneath the car. You know, it's not their company vehicle, so they don't give a fuck. I got what I got, and it's the only thing I got. So, I gotta take care of it. Otherwise, I gotta fucking do that shit on foot. And I'll be damned if I gotta fucking do that shit on foot. But my point is very clear and simple. These women, they don't give a fuck, dude. And if you think that arming them is gonna make things better, it isn't. It really fucking isn't. It's gonna make things worse. These teachers can't even control their urges. What makes you think that they can control their emotional impulses? What makes you think that they're going to be able to fucking fire under duress? What makes you think that they're going to be able to think when they've got their fucking... When they got a dick in their mouth and a dick in their ass and a dick in their fucking pussy? What? Think that they're going to be able to function properly when a fucking gunman comes in? I mean, it's just disgusting, dude. We've gotten to literally full circle bizarro world where this chick's husband is the fucking chief of police and her dad is the mayor, and she's still fucking around doing stupid, disgusting shit. You know what the sad part is? It's like, she's my type, blonde with fucking light eyes. And now I just, like, seeing shit like that makes me realize, wow. I can't even fucking trust the culture that I grew so close to. Like, I remember Surf City used to be the thing, and, like, white chicks were just, like, the cutest, fucking, most wholesome people on the planet. They never fucked me over. They just broke up with me and moved on. It was always the fucking other races that fucked me over. I don't know, man. This is just what... This is my two cents, man. But all I'm telling you is that arming teachers is fucking stupid. Arming teachers is the worst idea ever. Guard your heart.